Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. We're expecting here over the next 22 months to be the focus of this administration as they attempt to annihilate the Republican Party.
There's House Speaker John Boehner telling his supporters that he believes the president's second term agenda is to wipe out the Republicans, and the president's second term is where we get started. It's actually the number one item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for the week ending Friday, the 25th of January. Let us go through the top 10 hits as they appear in talkers.com. They're the ones that go over a lot of the things happening in the radio industry. You should check with them every day if you're really hot on the talk radio world. They monitor talk radio programs, hosts, stations all across the country, and thus the list.
Number 10.
At number 10, the concussion lawsuits. NFL, a lot of lawsuits, a lot of conversation and talk about that with hosts both on the side of sports talk radio and regular general interest talk radio.
Number 9.
That case that involves Manny Te'o, which is so weird, is the number 9 item.
Number 8.
Beyonce's lip syncing and the controversy that we all look in the mirror and say, how about we get a life? But that seems to be in the number 8 item.
Number 7.
7 is the debate over women in combat started late in the week.
Number 6.
Concerns about terrorism in North Africa.
Number 5.
Gun legislation.
Number 4.
The threat from the North Koreans that they can send a missile, nuclear missile, to the United States.
Number 3.
The debt reduction discussion.
Number 2.
Mrs. Clinton's Benghazi testimony.
Number 1.
As we said before, the agenda for the second term. Let's listen to Brian Kilmeade talking to political analyst Peter Johnson about the speaker's comments that the president's goal is to get rid of the Republican Party.
Peter, is this unprecedented? Does every party want to beat the other party to this degree?
You know, I think there's a visceral, intense dislike coming out of the White House for the Republican Party that's... it's not unprecedented, but we probably haven't seen such an oppositional party dislike since the waning days of the Nixon administration. There's something very Nixonian about it. And I think what John Boehner is saying is this is a call to action. This is a wake-up call. This is almost a Paul Revere call saying we're going to have some issues going forward in the next 22 months, and we've got to get the folks who are interested in Republican Party values back on board and say, let's stand up and pick the battles that we want to pick and win those battles. But what he's saying is that it's a very hostile environment. And so the Republican Party is concerned. I think talk radio is concerned. I think independent and conservative outlets are concerned. They're saying, well, how far will this White House go to wipe the debate in a way that, that's not productive?
Do you believe, in your estimation, if there's a difference between the Democratic Party and the White House might even have more aggressive view than even Democrats in the Senate and the House?
I don't know who's captured whom. I don't know who the Democratic Party's become the kidnap victim of. I don't know if the White House has become so progressive that it's taken over the Democratic Party or the Democratic Party's taken over the White House. I do know that when John Boehner says we're looking at an annihilation, we're looking at destruction, but we have something that's really interesting. People have to think about it today. The White House has now set up another arm, a so-called not-for-profit arm.
Yep.
So now we have branches of government raising hundreds of millions of dollars to perpetuate their viewpoint. Should the Supreme Court do it next? Should the House of Representatives do it next? It's unprecedented in American government and politics. The money is going to be out of control and incredible and unaccountable.
Perhaps a reason for many of us to think again about some sort of a revolution here in this country, a revolution in thought, because there are all kinds of things that are unacceptable and for which people are unaccountable on both sides. Certainly the Koch brothers have contributed a lot on the right. And people keep pointing at George Soros, but there are all kinds of... Hey, look at the list of the 350, 400 people that contributed to the effort to have this coronation, the inauguration, second time around. There's no need for that. There isn't a need for it no matter what party is in power or who's there. But plenty of food for thought. That's what we're about here. 888-302-3684 or email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Here's an excerpt from our Countdown affiliate, KFAB in Omaha. Talk host Gary Saddlemeyer with the historian Dr. Evan Cornog about what President Obama's inaugural speech means as far as direction is concerned.
Well, all of the pundits, of course, are parsing the words and giving their spin, but there wasn't a lot in a way of specifics, which I guess is fairly typical of an inaugural, but he's got obviously an agenda, which we've become familiar with. He's also got a divided Congress. What do you see happening the next 4 years?
Well, you know, that one of the great luxuries of being a historian is you work at being better at predicting the past than predicting the future. But I think there, you know, some of it did become a bit clearer here in this remark. I mean, when he made this address 4 years ago, there was a lot of talk about reaching across the aisle and putting aside bickering and partisanship. And of course, the country was in a tremendous economic crisis at that moment, with the still in free fall from the events of the September and October and the fiscal crisis. So you know, it's a different time. I think that the thing that was most striking to me, and you quoted a bit of it just then in the excerpt, was the emphasis he was putting at the end of the speech on our generation this and our generation that. And I think that, you know, if you follow the sort of demographics of the United States, everybody knows we're becoming a more diverse nation, a beiger and browner nation, as some people can put it, and there's a pretty widespread expectation that that's a trend that works in favor of the Democratic Party. And when I looked at the agenda he was laying out here, a number of the things he talked about, including climate change, gay marriage, and immigration reform, I think these are things that even for people who are fiscal conservatives, as many younger Americans are, there's a lot more sympathy toward the climate change argument, toward gay rights, toward immigration reform amongst younger Americans, just because of the world they've grown up in and what they take as normal. So I think that the other thing I would underline here is two of those issues. That he alluded to in his talk, climate change and also gun control, arise out of events that have taken place in the last couple of months, not out of his campaign agenda.
888-302-DOUG is our call-in line. Any of these things, we go through the top 10 that seem to be important for you, we'll try to squeeze in a call or two as we may. The subject matter here, all 10, the number 1 through number 10 items in consideration for this past week on News Talk radio stations all around the country here on our Countdown.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
While some resolutions may already be forgotten just a few weeks after New Year's, learning the signs of one of the overlooked cancers could help save your life. This is one resolution that cannot afford to be broken. Bladder cancer is the sixth most common cancer. Yet, according to President and co-founder of the Bladder Cancer Advocacy Network, Diane Sapersky-Qualle, there is a shockingly low level of awareness about this deadly disease.
Learning the signs of bladder cancer is one of the best New Year's resolutions that you can make. One symptom, for example, is blood in the urine. However, most people attribute this to a urinary tract infection. We are here to remind everyone that if you have blood in your urine, even if you think you know the cause, you need to ask your doctor about bladder cancer. Early detection is your best defense against this disease.
An estimated 70,000 new cases of bladder cancer will be diagnosed, and nearly 14,000 people will die from the disease this year alone. For more information, visit beacon.org. That's BCAN.org.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol for our tiny prices. Like when you buy a 10-ream case of OfficeMax multi-use paper for $46.99 using your MaxPerks card, you get $42 back in MaxPerks rewards. It's like paying $4.99 for a full case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at OfficeMax. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 26th. MaxPerks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
888-302-3684, call in line for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're talking about the number one item this week, which is the agenda that has been put forth, whether in real or a suggestion, for the next 4 years of the Obama administration. And is it true that they only have a year or two to actually get things done? Here's Talk Host Ray Lytle with a focus on Republicans and what they need to do.
What we do in the United States is we have elections, and then we have a president take over or continue on. It's not like other countries. And there are countries in the world where there's you're either liberated or you have a coup or people have to have a huge war in order to determine who their leader is going to be, or a rebellion. It's sad. It still goes on. Here in the United States, we vote, and we've heard a lot about our rights in this country and what this country is based on, what it's built on. I've heard so much about it ad nauseum the last month or so. And yes, at the core of our country is certain inalienable rights, and that's true. And there are certain rights that make up what our country is. But our country, above all else, democracy is one thing, and that is majority rules. And you might be in the minority, and yes, you have a voice as the minority, but you got to stop crying when you're the minority, because majority rules in this country. I mean, we sort of found a way to bypass it a little bit through gerrymandering and the way they set up congressional districts. But for the most part in this country, majority rules. And whether, no matter who's in power, whether it's someone who you consider yourself a part of their party or someone who you don't consider yourself part of their party, when they win, it's because of majority rules. That's how it works.
888-302-3684 on the countdown. So John Boehner apparently has learned how to tame the GOP caucus. The passage of a measure allowing the Treasury to keep borrowing money until May 19th, that took place on Wednesday, sort of warded off the risk of a debt default that could have been politically not good for the Republicans. It marked a win for the House Speaker, who managed to rally his party behind the legislation only weeks after suffering a setback during the fiscal cliff standoff. All right, enough on number one. Let's get to number two in just a matter of moments here as we review the top ten on the Talk Radio Countdown Show Weekly Review.
Healthy
soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Very interesting now as the attention goes on our countdown from number one, the second term, to Mrs. Clinton speaking about what happened, the unspeakable, if you will, during the first term. Hillary Clinton testified before Senate questioners, some of her pals from when she was in the Senate, about Benghazi. This is from our affiliate WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, hosts John and Bob talking to Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin about his pretty tense exchange with Mrs. Clinton.
Your dust up, if that's how many people want to describe it, with Secretary of State Clinton. I'll just describe some of the ways you were described by people like Chris Matthews and many others. You were referred to as a pissant, a clown, an idiot, and a simpleton, among other things. I know from your viewpoint, you were simply doing your job. Tell us what you were hoping to get with your question of the Secretary of State.
Well, what I was hoping to get was the truth. You know, the fact of the matter is, I've traveled around Wisconsin. People are demanding the truth. I had one father of a young Marine out of Wisconsin come up to me, you know, during this controversy when people were discussing, was it a protest? Was it a, you know, was it a terrorist attack? And the father said, you have got to get the answer on this. I need to know whether my son is you know, working under the command of a commander-in-chief who is no longer going to be, you know, basically enforcing leave no man behind. So I think the American people deserve the truth. They have the right to have this administration and be confident this president will be honest with them. And so I think, you know, Secretary Clinton said, well, what difference does it make? It makes a great deal of difference that the American people have confidence in their president and their administration.
Senator, as you left the hearing, are you any more satisfied than before you went in with all the questions you were able to ask in the interchange with you and your fellow colleagues in the Senate and the Secretary?
Well, you know, what is difficult is you get about 5 minutes, which is pretty difficult to develop a line of questioning and really get answers. And again, I'm always trying to be very respectful. It was referred to as a heated exchange. I mean, it wasn't heated from my standpoint. I was persistent. I wanted to, you know, the question I was asking was very basic. You know, I've managed people. I've had things go wrong. And when that happens, you know, I get on the phone to those individuals. I get on the phone to their families. You know, are you okay? What can we do for you? And that was, this has been a question that's just been bugging me. We could have ascertained very quickly whether they were protests or what. We didn't need this, you know, multiple week controversy. If Secretary Clinton or somebody in the State Department would have just got on the phone, talked to those evacuees, if you read the report, it's obvious. There was no activity outside the compound. There was no protest. It was, you know, this thing started with an attack as these guys stormed the gate at 9:40 at night, Benghazi time. So we didn't have to have this controversy. And I was just trying to get her to answer that question. Wouldn't that been the way to approach this, as opposed to sending Ambassador Susan Rice out on the Sunday shows and purposefully mislead the American public 5 days after the attack? And then, of course, President Obama continued it, and members of his administration did as well. So, you know, the fact is, they were clinging to this narrative that there was a protest caused by a video, because they were clinging to another narrative that because they had gotten Bin Laden, Al-Qaeda was on the run, they were diminished, all was well in the world, and their policy of withdrawing from the world, of leading from behind, was actually working, when in fact it's not working. The most recent evidence of that, of course, is the terrorist attack in Algeria.
That's Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin on our affiliate WAYY. Johnson also appeared on CNN's Starting Point with Soledad O'Brien, and there he said that he thought he went a bit too far in speculating about why Mrs. Clinton choked up during the Senate testimony. He said, I didn't accuse her of crying. I was responding to a question, and I perhaps shouldn't have. He was elected with Tea Party support. Some of you may know that in 2010. A question whether Mrs. Clinton's emotional moments on Capitol Hill were nothing but aversion, perhaps a show. But then he took that back again. So pretty interesting as how that all shook out. And that's why it's the number two item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey. One question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Greg Stephan here, continuing this second half hour. A little more detail about actually a couple of more of these stories. We're going through items 1 through 10 on the countdown, just to sort of review quickly where we are. Number 1, the second term agenda of the president. Number 2, the Benghazi testimony. Number 3, debt reduction. The discussion about how to achieve that. Is it a fight? Is it a discussion? The last time the debt ceiling controversy arose, it occurred to me that if raising the ceiling is a mere formality, if in fact the sky's the limit to government borrowing, it's no ceiling at all. So what is this, a big charade? Here's host Bob Franz talking to Congressman David Joyce of Ohio about the no budget, no pay discussion. This is actually a bill that was passed by the House this week, you may remember.
House passing the 3-month extension of the debt limit in this bill, which was kind of dubbed no budget, no pay. And that means that congressional members, if they don't get this budget passed this year, which they're required to do by law anyway, they've already been skirting the law since 2009, that they're going to lose their pay. How'd you vote on it, and how do you feel about it?
Well, I voted today to hold the Washington accountable to the hardworking taxpayers. It's a simple bill, really. If the Senate Democrats don't pass a budget, they don't get paid. And it's just crazy. We need to have a serious conversation about reining in spending, and I hope this brings the Senate Democrats to the table. They haven't passed a budget in 4 years. It's inconceivable to me and to you, and as you brought up before. I mean, Kelly and I do it at our house. Every family does it at their kitchen table. Every business does it. Why isn't there a budget? You can't hold people accountable if there's no budget.
You know, Dave, on its face, I liked this. When I heard about it, you know, really, it really does kind of put them in the crosshairs, so to speak. Oh, I can't use that language anymore. Somebody want to arrest me. It puts them front and center, though, of their job, and that is to pass a budget. I liked it on its face, but then when I saw Harry Reid's reaction to it, suddenly I'm wondering if it was such a great bill. Harry Reid said, quote, "I'm pleased Speaker Boehner's House colleagues have decided to change course and pass a bill that diffuses yet another fight over the debt ceiling. In substance, it's a clean debt limit increase." He's happy because he doesn't have to, and President Obama doesn't have to deal with the debt limit now. He gets his increase, and in his mind, apparently, he doesn't have to give up anything.
Well, you know, in their mind, I'm sure that's the way they're viewing it at the moment. But, you know, they have this set up, so if we didn't pass the debt limit ceiling, then, you know, we would have been in a position where they would have been beating us up, saying that America was the one, the Republicans were costing America in, you know, the 401ks that are falling apart now and the market fell apart. It's all Republicans. And they've done a great job of setting us up to that. In this case, you know, there was a lot of argument and discussion last week at a retreat about this, and the idea that we had to break away from the Boehner rule, which was a dollar in spending cuts for every dollar that we were going to increase the limit. But the truth of the matter is, at this point, we have to do something to at least hold them accountable. We need to have at least a budget put on the table.
All right, so where are you in all of this? 888-302-3684. We're discussing the debt reduction discussions. The people who favor automatic increases in the limit give the game away when they argue that the borrowing authority has to be increased because the full faith and credit of the United States is on the line. Is that really the way it works? Here's John in New Jersey with his thoughts on the president invoking the 14th Amendment.
The president can invoke the 14th Amendment. There's a thing in 1941, 31 U.S.C., 3101 and 3102. And 3102 can cause the trigger on the 14th Amendment. So the president does have it in his ability and rights to do such. But additionally, under George Washington, G.W.B., Bush, he signed into law the presidential directive number 20, and there's a section in there that also assists for the helping out to make sure that the economy does not falter. You know, and basically the president does have it in its rights.
All right. So 14th Amendment has been a large part of this discussion and debate. 888-302-3684, Charles in Tennessee, on Congress moving toward raising the debt limit and making it permanent.
The government is allowed to be able to borrow money and help their circumstances, then why isn't the private business sector allowed to do that? The Federal Reserve has been shut down as far as to the bankers, as far as the businessman being able to borrow money. The industry in the United States needs money to operate on and to expand and to be able to do that. We need to be able to borrow money. But if these guys are allowed to borrow money for our government, why aren't we allowed to? And if businesses aren't allowed to expand and grow, then how do they expect to pay these debts down the road and all these free entitlements that they keep talking about?
888-302-3684. You and I can't force banks to raise our credit limit merely because we have bills to pay. Why should Congress be able to do the same thing is a question that keeps being asked by folks. Here's Jason in Nevada with a suggestion.
$12 trillion was created by George Bush with two wars and a tax cuts for the rich. And this debt ceiling is a joke because if they want to, they say cut spending. So cut spending, and I want to ask everybody that ever gets on after, cut spending means cut the food stamps, Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare. So you want to hurt the poor for what? I'm not grasping. I understand you want to stop spending, but where do you leave? Then you're saying you want the poor to what? And most of all, if you want to cut spending, how about we cut the senators and congressmen, cut their pay until they get this done right? How about they don't get paid at all?
888-302-3684. Tim is in Milan, Tennessee. You're on the countdown now, Tim.
Morning, Doug. Hey, on this no budget, no pay deal, these guys are millionaires, man. It does not matter if they pass a bill and they get, don't get paid or not. But also, the money's going into escrow. When they do pass a bill, they're going to get the money anyway. So what difference does it make on that part of it? But if they just pass a bill in the Senate, whether the House will pass it or not, they still get their pay. If the House passes a bill, whether the Senate passes or not, they get their pay. But like I said, these guys are millionaires. You go and look at how many of them are living paycheck to paycheck, like me and most of your listeners living paycheck to paycheck. These guys ain't living that way. It's just a big ploy. It's just a big show. More smoke and mirrors, Doug. That's all it is, man.
There's a lot of drama in this and a lot of truth in what you say, Tim. Thanks for your call in. 888-302. Doug, next up here is Dave in Washington.
I was just thinking that a lot of people don't really understand what this stuff means in the simplest terms. A lot of folks haven't been to college. They don't have a real good grasp on anything that has to do with politics. So I think it's very important that they understand what this entails. When you go to a casino, you spend the money in your pocket. When you're out of that money, you have to go on a line of credit. Now, what happens to us as gamblers if we run up too much of a line of credit? Do we get in trouble, or do they just wipe it clean and say, don't worry about it? We're facing the same situation on a federal level, and people need to start understanding that this money doesn't just grow on trees, and we're eventually going to turn out like Greece.
888-302-3684. I thought it was pretty interesting. Governor Jerry Brown in California hailing what he described as a hard-fought rebound in California's fortune, used his State of the State address this week to urge fiscal discipline and avoid a return to budget deficits and cycles of boom and bust. California and New York are the places, as far as states are concerned, that are most like the federal government in terms of debt. Here's Chris in Illinois listening to WJOL.
I don't think the debt ceiling should be negotiable. Simply because the president won the election, Congress also won re-election, and it shouldn't be, because the only way, it's starting out on a false premise, whether that if the debt ceiling is not raised, that that will go into default. Well, that's not true unless Tim Geithner decides that he's not going to follow the law and pay the service on the debt. They collect more money in taxes every year. Every quarter, they, you know, when people pay and corporations pay their taxes, he can pay the debt. He can pay Social Security. He can pay for the military and the wars that we got currently going on. And he could also pay for Medicaid and Medicare. Now, as far as beyond that, okay, everything's up in the air on that one. But he can do the things that are required. And, you know, simply because the president decides that he wants it raised because it's been raised in the past for other people, that's basically saying that we're never, ever going to be responsible, because if you win an election, you automatically get what you want. That works on both sides. It doesn't work. You can't run a country where every side gets whatever it wants simply because they win.
888-302-3684. As we continue the countdown, we'll pause now. Before that, acknowledging the number four item. I'm not sure what you can say about this. The crazy kid that's running North Korea, threatening South Korea. Some discussion about that this week, but I'm not sure, again, what you and I can do about it. It's interesting to know that it's there, and then to be able to move on to the number five item, which is more controversial and more in line with what back-and-forth conversation is like on our talk radio programs and stations around the country. Number five is gun legislation that's been proposed, and that's up next here on The Countdown.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty.
Here's Helen Creeble.
Does better nutrition have to mean fewer freedoms? Most of us are concerned when we hear of children not getting the nourishment they need. So it's understandable that we've adopted healthy standards for the food served in our schools. But if we first look through the lens of liberty, we would let parents decide what's best for their kids. Recent stories about school food police taking lovingly packed lunches away from children and forcing them to eat the school's pre-selected and mass-produced meals are shocking. Yet we tend to shrug these incidents off and do nothing about it. That is not the American way. Our nation is based on the idea that ordinary people can govern themselves and do not need the government to dictate such mundane details as what's for lunch.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently, from basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control, often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
888-302-DOUG is the phone number as we go through the top 10 items on our countdown this week. Number 5 has to do with the gun control legislation. A lot of discussion this week after the shooting at a community college near Houston in Texas. This happens to be an excerpt from a program on Countdown affiliate WTMA in Charleston, South Carolina. Host Tara Savasius and Fred Story talking about how you can get rid of more prison time for getting caught stealing cigarettes for the third time than you will for illegally possessing a gun.
What would you think you would get in more trouble for in terms of prison time? Stealing 3 packs of cigarettes or carrying 3 illegal guns? I mean, as in stolen guns. You're a felon. You're not allowed to have a gun or it's stolen. Which would you think you'd get into more trouble for? I mean, come on.
Well, you'd think that you'd get more in trouble for having the guns.
You would think that would make sense.
But now, that's not the case.
Cigarettes will kill you, too. It's just, you know, going to take 40 years. The gun's a lot more immediate. Yet, you steal on your third, get this, you on your third pack of cigarettes that you steal, that third one is a felony. First 2 misdemeanors, right?
Mm-hmm.
The third time they catch you, either with a stolen gun or you're a felon, you're not allowed to have one,
mm-hmm.
It's still a misdemeanor. So, gosh, you don't want to be caught with cigarettes. A gun's okay. But you don't want to be caught with cigarettes. I mean, that would be, you know? And so, you know, the police chief making the point, well, you know, if you could just carry a gun illegally, it's only a misdemeanor, why not? And that's like a traffic stop. Why not just carry a gun? He said that's why, you know, 49 of our, what, 52 homicides have been by gun here, because everybody's, you know, these thugs are carrying guns around. I think that's unbelievable. He said we need to change the law. I think he's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, and on top of that, and then I started thinking, you know, I went to the Charleston Thug Life website, which is becoming about my favorite website around here. Highly entertaining. But he puts pictures up of all these guys that he profiles, right, on Charleston Thug Life. And they're all felons. I mean, these are all guys with long records.
And if they got a gun in their possession, they're already breaking the law.
They are breaking
right
the
there
law
on the internet.
And they're right there on Facebook, yeah, with their guns.
Yeah.
And he's asking the questions, a good one. Hey, Obama, And I don't know who he is. He's a blogger. He's anonymous. So I'm calling him he. Obama, what, where is, okay, if you're going to take our guns, register our guns, or take some of our guns, why don't you go get theirs first? I mean, where is your big plan? You're going to spend $4 billion to figure out a way to take our guns and regulate our guns, which is the cost of the plan. Why don't you spend $1 billion go and get their guns? They're right there on Facebook.
It's pretty stimulating conversation, don't you think? The Democrats have introduced an assault weapons ban this week to be put to a vote by Congress, the first significant piece of gun control legislation to be put into place since what happened in Connecticut. 888-302-3684. All right, so that's number five this week. Discussion about gun legislation. By the way, 53% in the latest ABC News Washington Post poll view the gun control plan that the administration is putting forth favorably, 41% unfavorably. Number six on the countdown this week is what happened in North Africa in terms of terrorism. Number seven, women in combat. That's next on the countdown.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanzo men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The top stories, the top topics, if you will, issues of the week reviewed every week at this time, numbers 1 through 10, the hot hits in talk radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. You can reach me at 888-302-DOUG or doug@dougsteffen.com is the email address. Number 7 this week, something that we'll spend probably most of the rest of the hour on, the discussion that started with Defense Secretary Leon Panetta lifting the ban on women, or he announced that it would be lifted. Speaking to reporters, he said the new policy would strengthen both the military and the country, said the decision would not compromise military readiness, and that the armed forces would not lower standards for service, such as for physical fitness. If they can meet the qualifications, he said, they ought to have the right to fight if they want to. This decision replaces a 1994 military policy memo that excluded women from assignments in units below the brigade level if the unit would be engaged in direct combat. The president said, valor knows no gender, so you can be sure this will go into place. Here's Taco Scott Pazant talking to ACLU attorney Ariella Migdal about the Pentagon dropping the exclusion of women from combat rule.
It seems to me that the bigger issue here is not specifically, even though that would make a difference, not specifically the roles that women would take in combat, but the bigger issue is total equality in the military.
The biggest issue
right now really is having the policy reflect the reality that's been going on. Servicewomen like the four women in our lawsuit, they've been out there in combat. Two of our plaintiffs have Purple Hearts. One was going on door-kicking missions with infantry guys. Another was engaged in direct ground combat after her combat helicopter was shot down in Afghanistan performing a rescue mission, which she completed with her crew. And so it's a matter of the policy not reflecting what women have actually been doing already under very trying circumstances because of all the official paperwork barriers.
Well, there are female pilots in the Navy, and they could be shot down, and they could be captured and interrogated. So the women have been close enough to being in these situations to where it might as well be made official.
That's exactly right. Two of our other plaintiffs are in the Marine Corps, and they were supervising the female engagement teams. These are women who were out there with the infantry. They were living in those small combat outposts in Afghanistan. No showers. They were already doing without. They were already shooting back when fired upon and engaging in combat. The problem was that because of the official policy, it would tie the commander's hands, and when they would put together a unit, they'd have to get around the policy if they wanted to use their best person, and that happened to be a woman.
888-302-3684. The ladies on The View discuss the merits of letting women fight on the front line in their program.
American history was made yesterday when the military officially lifted the ban on women serving on the front lines of combat.
We're talking not Nicki Minaj and Mariah combat. We're talking real combat
here.
I think
that they're talking about combat.
Yeah, those teeth can light the way.
Look, women have been sacrificing, fighting, losing their lives since 2001, I think, in our armed services. And I think that this is, they've also been on the front lines in terms of military spouses forever. Yeah. So those are the women who've been on the front lines. These women can kick butt. I mean, if anyone's worried about what a woman's capable of, watch the CrossFit Games. You'll see what a woman is truly made of.
What happens when they go into, you know, places that are, you know, heavily against women, you know? Then it's a little tricky, isn't it, for them?
Well, you know, I think one of the terms we're going to actually hear going into this is how cohesion, you know, how they're actually going to assimilate with one or two women in infantry versus maybe 135 men at the same time. So I think they're going to do well. I think they just have to kind of get together and be able to fight in nations that, you know, aren't that happy with our men.
Other countries have women in their fighting. Yes. And, you know, they'll bush you up just as badly as a man will.
But you can
ask
But you also have a lot of the police force. They don't have women, you know, ushering them in, because you always hear about, you know, these men overpowering the police officers, because you don't send a female police officer with a man who's 6'3".
I know some woman who can kick behind.
That concerns me. Is a really important word. I mean, you don't want to do this with, like, two women that you're sending in, you know, to a particular, you know, area of
infantry,
infantry without more backup and support. You're saying that they've been correct then to figure out to carefully. You know, if you're going to become a soldier, then you have to go through the same rigorous training that any other soldier goes through. And they will.
They are more than capable.
You take apart from the fact that there is a difference. I'm not saying women can't do what men do, but there's still a difference between a woman and a man.
All right, so the women in combat debate's number 7. Number 8, the Beyonce lip-syncing controversy. Man, at the inauguration. The Mattie Teo case is number 9. And number 10, the continuing conversation about the results of being in the NFL and your mental and physical.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.